Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come on, been waiting for the solid.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the website. We're having a great visit with our good friend Adrian Ott, the CEO of Exponential Edge, Inc., the author of The 24-Hour Customer, an award-winning. She just continues to get awards. I've got like 3 pages of awards here that she keeps getting, and I'm so proud of her and for the work. Adrian, I'm so proud of you and the work you've done. Congratulations on all the great recognition. Adrian, one of the things that I've been saying is that for a long time now is that change, there's nothing new about change. Because, if you think about it, because a computer is just a fancy wheel, and electricity is just the latest iteration of fire, right? So change isn't that much different. But here's one thing that is different in that's happened in the last few years, and that's the velocity of change. The compression of time between the model you have now and the next model you're going to need, and that's causing people to have to close the vision gap a lot more effectively, as you talk about it, isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I love this thought. I mean, the velocity of time and the speed at which businesses not only need to absorb information, the CEO is just getting bombarded mm-hmm. with information, so also filtering through all this data as to, you know, what's relevant to my business and should I be changing the direction of my business or should I be staying the course, and then how do you get your team, you know, to execute behind you in terms of how that vision is coming together.
Do you agree with the people who say that your team can't just be an operating team, it has to be overlaying the ability to be innovative over all of that?
I agree with that as well.
Always innovating.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the team also needs to be coming up with their own vision. Now, granted, it needs to align with your vision as a CEO or as a leader of your group, but I think that they need to be coming up with their own vision, their own ideas, because they're closer to what's going on. I mean, they're the ones that are probably on the front lines with your customers. They are the ones that are on the front line with what you're building. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have ideas. The CEO can't have all the great ideas.
That's right. Well, the thing is you hire smart people. And I'll tell you something. One of the most the two things that I've done that's really made me feel better about being a CEO, and I'd like to think that any success I've had has been because of this. Number one, I have finally become, over the last few years, I've really figured out how to become a better delegator. And number two is I've learned how to ask other people more often, what do you think? That is one of the most empowering, one of the most powerful questions you can ask your team. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think, I think delegating is hard for a small business owner
mm-hmm.
because
it is.
You know, when you work for a big company, you know, you can say, okay, I'll go ahead and delegate that. But this is your baby. This is your brand. And for many business owners, this is an extension of their personal reputation. And so it's hard to let go. But I agree with you. You need to also ask, what do you think? And not only from your employees, but your vendors that you work with, your partners that you do business with, and even your customers. I've gotten some of the best ideas just going out and collaborating with some of our clients.
Why do we have a hard time asking customers questions like that? Why is that so hard?
Well, I know for me, I was scared.
I'm not saying it like I don't know why people don't do this more often. I'm asking a serious question. Why is it so hard for us to ask them these questions?
Yeah, I think for many business owners, myself included, when I first started, I was kind of scared. You know, you don't know what they're going to say, and are they going to
hurt?
Yeah, it could hurt. but actually, I have been pleasantly surprised when I start doing it, because then you start hearing good things, and you're like going, wow, I guess we're doing things pretty good here.
And another thing that happens sometimes, and this has happened to me, I've asked the question, and they've told me the answer, and the answer was, it might have been insulting, it might have been offensive, it might have been completely turned my world upside down, and maybe I even disregarded it. But more times than not, Adrian, over a month or 6 months or a year, I look back and I say, wow, they were telling me something I really should have paid attention to.
Yes. It's really interesting how sometimes they can bring you back to your center.
Yeah.
In many cases, because as business owners, we're constantly questioning, is this the right thing to be doing, or should we be doing something else? Should we be building this new brand or this new product line or this new service? And I actually had an experience recently where I had a good client that basically said, why aren't you doing this? This is an extension of your brand. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, hello, I should have had a V8, bonk, it was an awakening moment, and it was like, wow. So actually, some of the work that I'm doing here on leading above the noise and talking mm-hmm. about closing the vision gap is an extension of the work we've already done and the research we've done
yeah.
on the 24-hour customer.
Good, good. Hold on to that thought. Give us the website again, please.
24 HOURCustomer.com, 24hourcustomer.com.
So check it out. That's also the name of the book. And the author is the award-winning strategist, Adrian Ott. She and I will be right back after these messages. I'm going to help her wrap up this idea of closing the vision gap, and we'll wrap it up and put a bow on it for you after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.